For this week's Peace Bucket, we're joined by Nick Matern, who is a co-coordinator of BanKillerDrones.org. And we actually had talked to Kathy Kelly, the other co-coordinator, a couple of weeks ago, about the Don't Look Away campaign, about the situation where so many civilians have been killed by U.S. drones. But Nick, who's now up in Northampton, Massachusetts, played the Grim Reaper. What was that all about, Nick?
Well, this last Saturday, we had a protest here as part of the Don't Look Away protest going on around the country. And there were two friends of mine who had dressed up as the Grim Reaper I would say, shock and rivet the attention of people at their protests about the realities of what's going on right now, which is to say that the U.S. drone attack program is still fully functioning. It's really the only active, systematic, aggressive attack around the world that we've announced attack program, and it's fully functioning. So one of the points that we wanted to make on our protest Saturday is that the U.S. is at war, that these drone attacks are war, and that are leaving Afghanistan, or having few people in Iraq, not having masses of troops in combat, doesn't change the fact that the U.S. remains at war, the president has announced that the U.S. will attack anywhere in the world at any time that it wishes to, using drones, and maybe special forces, but certainly drones. And so the Grim Reaper is emblematic of what's happening right now in terms of delivering death. And the primary drone that's being used, and really singularly around the world to deliver death for the United States, is the MQ-9 Reaper drone, so-called by the military, the Reaper drone. So we felt this was very appropriate. And I think that, you know, because we got a very dramatic picture in the local newspaper, and it's something that really does fix people's attention on the reality of what's happening right now.
One of the individuals or families that you were focused upon for this campaign is the Ahmadi family, who, you know, right before the end of the evacuation from Kabul in Afghanistan by America, you know, we were told, oh, the Americans done such a great job. They killed, you know, some terrorists speeding towards the airbase, and we saved all these people. But apparently that was not actually what happened.
Well, that attack was undertaken by the best and the brightest of U.S. drone personnel and drone technology. And it was a horrific failure, both of the technology and of the human analysis and judgment that was applied. My opinion is that President Biden was exerting a lot of pressure on people to have vengeance for previous day's attack or previous attack, and also to tell the world that we can do this if we want to, any time, any place. The United States did not acknowledge this. It tried to cover it up. This is a pattern that's going on for a long period of time, not only by the U.S., but in other wars, where the military wants to be known as supreme in the ability to kill, but when that killing, which is always does, kills many more people than are intended, then there's a cover-up. And so in this case, the U.S., even though they admitted there was a mistake, they still, to our knowledge, have not made any reparations to the family of the 10 people who were killed, seven of them children. The United States said that they had found no criminality, no guilt for those involved, but the U.S. has not released videotapes. They have not released communications among, you know, different elements of the military with the White House, whatever. So we really don't know how this happened in specific. In other words, where the failings were. And there's no, and we don't know about how there can be any justice, any accountability, if none of these files, videotapes are released. In the midst of all of what's going on in Afghanistan right now, the United States refuses to unfreeze funds for the Afghan government, holding the Taliban supposedly hostage for their transgressions, their behavior toward women, all this. At the same time, the United States is totally in bed with the Saudi government, who has demonstrated, I would say, in some cases, much worse behavior than the Taliban. But it doesn't serve the United States' interest to cut ties with Saudi Arabia. So the contradictions here are so tragic and so gross that we feel, you know, at Ban Killer Drones, we have to call attention to these seemingly small, failures, which have huge consequences.
Now, you say call attention, I saw the picture in the newspaper, and so you have a fairly good-sized drone, in the air on top of a stick. How did the passerbys in Northampton react to this?
Well, I think there was a good deal of curiosity about it. And another thing that was very, very interesting, and because I had the drone model, a man came up with his daughter and introduced himself. He said he was very glad, he saw what we were doing. He was very glad that we were out there because he was a friend of an American who was killed, accidentally or by mistake by a U.S. drone in Pakistan. The man's name was Warren Weinstein, and he was killed along with an Italian. Obama eventually apologized for that, and the American government gave $3 million reparation payment to the family of the Italian man who was killed. These people in Afghanistan, the Ahmadi family, won't get anywhere near that amount of money, although they should, because the U.S. set a standard when they gave that to the Italian people. So by having the drone model, as you say, on a stick, it really draws attention, not only attention to what we're doing, but it is a compelling attraction that brings people to ask what's happening. And in this case, of course, it brought this man to speak to us about his personal involvement. So constantly, we also have people taking pictures of the model and our signage on their cell phones. So this is something that we've done to try to bring some bit of the reality of drone warfare, the sense of the drone overhead, to people in this country.
Well, we're out of time. We've been talking with Nick Martin, co-coordinator of bankillerdrones.org. We did do an interview a couple of weeks ago with Kathy Kelly. We went in a little bit more detail, particularly about the role of Daniel Hill, who's one of the whistleblowers in prison now for exposing some of the killings by this. So you can check that out on mediasanctuary.org. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.